Welcome back to hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Hooping it up and talking some NBA with George Mumford, sports psychologist consultant, has worked with some of the NBA's finest. Part of Phil Jackson's support staff, is currently with the New York Knicks. And, you know, we also are going to highlight talking about your book, The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance. But when you're working with your clients, when you're working with these athletes, you're teaching them mindfulness. Break that down. I mean, what are you offering? You're teaching them to stay in the moment, teaching them to stay in the present. I mean, why is that important? Yes. Why is that important?
Yes. Well, if you think about, let's think about evolution. To evolve, well, things are changing all the time, even though, and that's a source of suffering on one level, even though we know that we don't necessarily act like that or we don't change with the times. So everything's changing. The one thing that doesn't change are principles or natural laws. So if you think about how it can be helpful in basketball is played, there's rules to basketball. So you got to know what the rules are and you got to know how to play within the rules. And how do you know that? You have to be able to observe your experience and make adjustments on the fly. And so in order to do that, you have to be able to see things as they are in this moment, not as they were or as you might hope they will be. You have to see them clearly. So one of the things that mindfulness does, it helps us to be in the present moment and to create space that we're actually able to let things speak to us rather than interpreting what's happening based on our past experience. Because a lot of times when you're playing sports, you don't have time to think. You have to read and react. You have to, in the scene, you have to be able to act very quickly to what is being seen. So if you don't see the proper, if you don't see things properly, then your behavior is not going to be proper. So having a mindfulness-based approach is one where you're creating this ability to learn, to be a learner, as Phil likes to call it, so that you're learning all the time and that you're also focused on not just on performance, but performance is predicated on understanding how to be a whole person. So if you want to be a good basketball player, you got to be a good person, in the sense that you have to have certain things like ability to focus in the moment. You have to be able to generate energy so that you actually can perform at a certain intensity level. You have to have this ability to maintain confidence when you make mistakes and when things don't go your way. After you lose a game or after you get knocked down, you have to have this ability to get up and continue to compete. And so a lot of people, we all think that we know what we see and we think what we see is accurate, but a lot of times it's not. And so this is a process that allows us to start to be able to create what I call space between stimulus and response. Something happens, mm-hmm. and then there's a reaction to it. And what we want to do is train ourselves so that that reaction to the response, to the stimulus, is an appropriate one. So in order for that to happen, you have to create space between stimulus and response so that you can actually have space to create. It's like, how do I want to say it? It's like you want to create this, your mind is just a mirror. It just reflects what's there. It doesn't matter. You don't have, you're not judging it. You're just seeing it as it is.
Right.
And then based on that, you're making appropriate choices so that we're not colored by our personal preferences, our ego, you might say, or selfishness, or anger, or fear, or frustration, that we have to be able to execute a play, and then after the play is over, whether it turns out the way we want to or it doesn't, we have to be able to let go of it and move to the next thing without bringing that play with us. In other words, when we make a mistake or we don't get a call, we have to be able to let that go and move to the next thing. And not just move to the next thing, but move to the next thing with enthusiasm and with understanding of what it is we're trying to do. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. Hey, George Mumford is with us. Just a few more minutes right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I know I should have carved out some more time. We're quickly running out of time. The title of his book is The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance. I know you've had an opportunity, as I've highlighted many times this evening, you've worked with some of the biggest and best in the NBA. This obviously is the farewell tour is underway with Kobe Bryant. Just quickly share with us, I mean, what was it like to have the opportunity to work with Kobe? And was he always receptive to meditation and this program?
Yes. For a long time, I'll start off this way. For a long time, I used to say to people, well, Kobe Bryant's the closest thing to MJ in terms of his will to win, but also his coachability, his teachability, his ability to listen and to want to get better, want to get out of his comfort zone. So one of the biggest challenges for all of us is to have the energy or the drive to do something, but also to have the willingness to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, so that we're always getting out of our comfort zone. And so the fascinating thing about Kobe is because, you know, so MJ was probably who he modeled his game after until he got his own identity. And at this point in time, I say MJ is MJ and Kobe is Kobe. Kobe has, you know, but he's in that class with MJ in the sense that they have that same, as I heard Michael say in the interview with Ahmad Rashad, they're both cursed with this will to win. And so they're going to push their bodies, they're going to push their minds beyond what other people might consider reasonable. They're unreasonable with pursuing excellence. And that's how I would categorize him. And if his body was willing, he would continue to do it. As you can see, his body is not able to night after night carry a team, but you'll see glimpses of him having these nights when he's doing really well. But one thing you can count on is he's going to give you his best. He's going to give you all he has, and his quality of or his pursuit of excellence is continuing even when the body is not willing.
Meditation coach and best-selling author George Mumford has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I just know we've got to mark the calendar. We've got to have you back because there's so much more to discuss. Of course, Michael Jordan and countless other NBA stars credit George Mumford for transforming their game. He knows what it takes to be a champion, as he stated, and worked with the Lakers and the Bulls, and he's currently working with the New York Knicks, and they are certainly trending upward. We look forward to our next conversation. Thank you so much, George.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Of course. Much more straight ahead right here, the fastest 2 hours in radio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.